Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. How did I
Someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil. There's no place for ghost stories in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger. This is a show where we talk about things we see on the internet that usually have to do with the internet, but we don't fact check or research anything. I am here with my co-host. Say hi.
Hi.
It's my mom. Did you think it was anyone else? No, never.
Gotcha.
We are in Orlando today.
We are.
We are recording not live from a hotel room. So if you're watching, that's what the background is and why the lighting's weird. It's very sunny. And I am very overexposed. We tried to part a curtain behind the camera, and now I just look like I have weird, stripy... I'm a zebra. I look like a zebra. Anyway, we went to Disney World yesterday.
We, in fact, did.
That was a lie. We went to Disneyland 2 days ago. Disney World. Gosh darn it.
We went to Disney World not yesterday.
No. We went to Disney World on Saturday. It was a lot of fun. We went to Magic Kingdom, Animal Kingdom, and Hollywood Studios. I think those are the names of the places.
Something.
Yep. And it was a lot of fun, and Colleen and I both vlogged it. Vlogs should be up today, Wednesday. Who knows? Anyway,
when you get to it,
when I get
we're
to
a little
it,
busy.
Yes,
we're traveling.
Happy National Flannel Day, Mom.
Oh, flannel's good in the winter.
Flannel's great in the winter.
I have flannel sheets on my bed right now.
Well, I guess it's winter, huh? I'm like, we're in Florida. What does that mean?
It's Santa Barbara, too. You're like, what? Well, okay. It does get down to the 50s in the night.
Where 40s, I live gets down to like the 40s.
For a couple of days. Yeah, there's a few
for
days.
For a couple of days. So many people days. Hate you right now.
And we think there's going to be like a snowstorm or something, but no.
It's also Oatmeal Monday.
You know, I hated oatmeal growing up. I felt it tasted... like the consistency of snot.
Yeah.
But now I like oatmeal.
Matt and I eat oatmeal like 5 times a week.
Yes.
For like lunch. It's a good way to get the day started because we don't eat breakfast.
And you can put in little nuts and
we put
it's so
good. He makes oats with almond milk, so not water. That was a huge problem. Growing up, we just did packets of oatmeal with water.
Or malt oatmeal.
I hated malt oatmeal.
Yeah.
Colleen loved it. I hated it.
Chocolate malt oatmeal.
Oh God. That was gross because it was grainy salt.
Yeah.
But
it wasn't like snot, so.
No. But yeah, he does it with almond milk, and then which we should need to cut back on because almond milk is killing the bees.
I thought you were making, okay, well, side note. You were making your own almond milk for a while there, weren't you?
Just for a little bit, but it ended up costing way more than a, you know, you sometimes you make your own things because it costs less or it's healthier. But then we found this almond milk that was way cheaper, and it was just almonds and water. So it was like the same thing. Anyway. Well, we put a bunch of our fresh berries and nuts. We would put walnuts on top, and then we'll either put my bee-free honey or a maple syrup on top.
I'm sorry. I have to ask. What is bee-free honey? Bees are the only ones that make honey.
I know. It's this. I tested it as a product once. It's made
I missed
from
that one.
Apples. So it tastes like apple honey. You know how like you go to you get like flavored honey? It tastes like apple honey, but it's just sugar, lots of sugar and apples. So
well, I think I'll be coming over for breakfast one day.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. It's also Teddy Day, as in teddy bear.
Aww.
I was obsessed with teddy bears growing up. I had so many stuffed animals. For some reason, I felt I was annoyed by it at the same time because everyone had that one special.
I have one. Brownie bear.
I don't have one. I had so many stuffed animals that none of them, I was like, oh, I can't pick a favorite. That would be rude and hurt their feelings. So I couldn't have a favorite. And like my sister had her blankets.
Uh-huh.
Trent and Colleen had blankets. That
so
they
did Christopher.
Were. Christopher did too.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have a thing.
You had one made for you, but you didn't attach to it like they attached to theirs.
Yeah, this was like, it's a blanket.
Well, Colleen's wasn't made for her. No, Colleen's was from Penny's.
Yeah. So, you know, that's all. And also this Friday is Valentine's Day.
And Trent's birthday.
And my brother's birthday. But, I mean,
Valentine's Day.
Everyone celebrates Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Yeah. My mom stupidly planned a C-section for Trent
Valentine's
Day.
I thought it was a little girl. And I thought, oh, how
Who
cute.
Who cares?
And
That's
then
so
that would be
mean.
Terrible, too, growing up as a girl. Like, wait a minute.
Yeah. You You yep. made it so that none of us want to hang out with Mona's birthday.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Trent.
Yeah, apologize to your son. All right, let's go on to the news. Biggest news this week is I'm back on TikTok. Well, I was never on TikTok. I was on Musical.ly. I'm on TikTok.
Now I gotta figure that one out.
I have been avoiding TikTok since, like, I want to say 4 years now. I've been avoiding it because it went out. It was like Musical.ly, and then everyone was like over it, and then China bought it, and they were like, we're gonna promote and the crap out of this. They spent so much money on promotions and brand deals and getting people to post on their Instagrams. I was one of them. I did a brand deal for them and still never used it. My bad. That was one that I was like, this is going against what I believe. Whatever, I'm gonna do it anyway. But it is huge now, and I knew it was getting huge, and I was dragging my feet, and I talked to JoJo, and she's like, Rachel, just at least watch TikTok it. Just do it. Just go. I was like, fine. And then I still think the majority of it is really stupid.
Okay.
And I feel like it is not, it's not good, but it's addicting. And I understand the addiction. It's the same reason Tinder is huge. It's just that swipe mode. You just keep swiping. You're like, well, what's the next one going to be? Oh, what's the next one going to be? Maybe the next one will be funny. That's what I do.
I do that with videos on, like, Facebook videos that happen.
That's basically it. It's just you keep going.
But they're instructional or they're
that's
cool
the thing.
Cool people
is,
doing things.
The more things you like, the more that's what they'll suggest. So I like a bunch of animal videos. And there's just like a few other things and like tutorials. I do like tutorials. I follow some like medical ones and some cooking ones and some photography ones. So it'll cater to you. I can't stand the acting ones or the scenes. People will do scenes and it just really stresses me out. And the dances are dances. It's just if you care about dancing or not, I think.
I could put my chickens on TikTok.
You could.
I think I might try that.
Let's do that. But I miss our baller one, just the number one.
Miss our baller one.
Because when I started Musical.ly, someone had taken Miss Our Baller, and I put Miss Our Baller one. I don't care. I'm verified. Doesn't matter. And so they tried to give it back to me, and I was like, no. And now I'm like, dang it, I should have taken it because now I'm just this stupid one. But whatever, it's fine. I'm still trying to figure out what kind of videos I like posting. But
what have you posted so far?
Dog stuff. And I did a 30-second vlog of taking Dad to Disney World.
Is it just a clip and you don't have to do any fancy things to it, like going back or forward or anything?
You can or you can't. Like, it just, it's what you want. I've posted some very plain ones, and then my vlog with Dad was a little bit longer, a little more complex. All right. The coronavirus isn't going away.
No.
We haven't really talked about it because I was like, man, let's not lead into the hype if it's actual just hype, because there were a lot of people being like, it's not actually that big a deal.
Well, more people have died of the flu.
Yes. And so they're like, a lot of people have died of like influenza and more things, you know, but now it's just not going away.
Yeah.
And there was finally someone in, someone in America has died from it now.
Yes.
From America. Yes. And there were 70 people on a Japanese cruise ship have been diagnosed with it. Someone went on with it and infected. First, it was like they realized it at 41 people, and now it's at 70. They have to be contained in their rooms for 2 weeks. Like, so, until like the last person has been like.
So, how do they do that? They got to fly the food into them from a helicopter or another
boat.
And then.
I think the ship might be docked at this point, but they can't come out of their rooms. Or like the ship has been quarantined, basically. But every time there's a new case of it, the 2 weeks starts over.
Oh.
Because they have to make sure that
Groundhog
person didn't
Day.
Yeah, that person didn't come in contact with them.
Over and over. Oh my
gosh. So, and then the cruise line is now, the cruise lines are now banning Chinese passport holders because they're scared of the coronavirus.
So are you confined to the ship or are you confined to
your room?
Okay, what if you got one of the teeny tiny little rooms? I would
go
insane. Start raving mad.
No,
I would.
It's solitary confinement.
I can't do that.
That's what it is. Yeah. So that's fun.
Wash your hands, people.
The amount of hand sanitizer I've been using, I wiped down my entire plane seat and
good
area.
Girl. I do that anyway.
Oh, man.
There was a lot of people at the LAX with masks on.
Yeah, everyone.
Came here.
Dad and I were driving into LAX, and I saw some guy waving something white at the corner before you go into LAX. I was like, what was he selling? What was that? And then I got into the masks. Airport and I was like, he was selling medical masks. Yep. Oh my gosh.
I have a whole box full at home. Darn it.
Yeah. Oh well. I can't breathe in those. I mean, either, I can't breathe if I'm dead, but I can't breathe in those.
I know. They're very confining.
Yes.
They need to have a little bubble you can just stick on your head so you can.
Well, that's also very confining.
No, but it's a bubble. It's not like in your
face.
So
you want to wear one of those suits.
A space suit, maybe.
Aren't they? They're called just something.
Just the head part.
Just the head part?
Yeah.
All right. What are they called?
Spacesuit.
No.
The bubble.
No. Oh, my God. Clearly, it's not the two things you've already said, Mom. It's something else.
Oh, well.
No. I don't know the name.
What are we talking about?
The suits you wear when, like, okay. Someone is...
A hazmat suit?
Yes, that's
I already
it.
Said that, too.
No, you didn't. You I kept did. Saying spacesuit
rewind
and bubble.
Rewind, and you will hear me say
you think I'm hazmat. Really going to rewind to prove that I'm right? I already know
oh,
I am.
Please.
No, even if you beg, I'm not going to prove that I was right.
I know I'm right, so I don't need to beg.
You never said hazmat suit. You said spacesuit and a bubble to put your head in.
I said hazmat. Okay, people, listen
back.
You
didn't say hazmat because I would have.
And put in the comments.
No.
Yeah, she said hazmat. And if I didn't, just don't say anything.
I'm getting so frustrated with how wrong you are. I've already told you, my biggest pet peeve in life is stupidity. You're being wrong.
No.
I
can't wait till next week.
I'm moving on.
Please
I'm moving
do.
On.
Please do.
I'm going to... You're such an annoying human.
And we just woke up.
I have my coffee hasn't hit me yet. I haven't eaten. I'm so mad at you. Netflix has made it so you can turn off the autoplay trailers when you log on. You know how you turn go in? So I don't know how to do it. Just go into settings, figure it out. I'm not your IT guy. But you just go in and you can turn it off. Because I hate when I do... Open it up and it goes dong, and then something really annoying starts to play.
Yeah,
and it's stuff I never care about. It's like horror or extreme explosions. I'm like, yeah. I don't want this.
Yeah,
go away. So you can finally turn that off.
But does that auto turn off the episodes that you're watching?
No, it just makes it so when you log on, there's not something that just randomly starts playing.
Thank goodness,
because they're trying to throw something in your face to get you addicted to. Never have I watched anything like that.
No,
I get mad at it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm really annoyed by everything. I'm supposed to start my period. I'm PMSing.
There we go. I will not take it personally because I did
no,
say hazmat.
No, you never said hazmat. I was sitting here being like, why am I actually so annoyed
you
right
are
now?
Very,
very annoyed. I'm to the point where I'm like, normally I would walk away from a situation, but I'm stuck here in front of this microphone. And normally I would walk away and be like, I need to breathe because I've tried very hard in my last few years of living to not get
good.
Angry at things
You've
that
done
are stupid.
Very good at it.
I'm PMSing.
Well, okay. I'll try not
and
to poke
the bear. And for idiots out there, it doesn't mean I'm on my period. PMSing is before your period.
Pre-menstrual.
This is something, you know, I'm going to get on this tangent real quick. I've made a video about this. When a girl is in a bad mood, she's not on her period, you freaking morons. It's before her period.
And your hormones are going.
Yeah. Oh, and also never in the existence of ever saying, oh, you must be on your period, has that ever helped anything? The only thing that helps is you not getting sex because you're a freaking idiot. No one wants to ever touch your dick after you say something like that.
Rachel.
We were going to have a brand deal today, but we don't, so I can say what I want.
Oh,
I'm very
goodness.
Angry. I'm PMSing and say what I want.
Oh.
Oh, here's something. This is what I've written down. Wow, I hate what people do for attention. Would you like to hear the story?
Did you just do it? Okay, go ahead.
I almost swore at you. An aspiring SoundCloud rapper, who will remain nameless because I don't want to give him any attention.
Okay.
He got on a plane. He was totally healthy. Got on a plane with surgical mask and gloves and told everyone he just came from China and then he thinks he has the virus.
They couldn't.
Like once they're in the air, he started coughing. He's like, I think I caught it. And so everyone started freaking
that
out. So they turned
so
the plane
lame.
Around and landed. And he was charged with mischief and breach of recognizance. I don't know what the word is. Recognizance. There's a Z in there. Some weird thing. Anyway, he was charged with this. And he admitted he was trying to get a video to go viral. Because he thought he would be like, oh, man, that guy has balls.
Man,
he must
slap
be cool.
The fines on him.
Like, what an idiot. Anyway.
Wow.
So, I hate people. whether I'm PMSing or not, because I wrote that last night when I was at a level-headed and not emotional. You want to hear something else annoying for other people that have Google phones and not Apple phones?
Yes.
Google decided to update its voice-to-text feature where it would automatically add punctuations for you. Because right now when you do like voice-to-text, you're like, hey, Rachel, comma, I love you so much, exclamation point, you are perfect, period. You know how you do that? You have to say that punctuation.
Yeah, I know how I do that.
Yeah, you say it all the time. Well, they decided, oh, we'll just naturally add the punctuation when we think it should be in the, whoops. Yeah, it's not working.
Oh, no.
And you can't turn it off. So there's no way to be like, you know, stop auto punctuation. And people with disabilities are getting really mad because there's a lot of people who use it who have disabilities, yes, who they can't use their hands, yes, or they shake too much, like something like that. And they're like, I can't text now because it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
And they're getting really pissed and they're trying to tweet, but it doesn't make any sense when they try and tweet because it doesn't come out right because the punctuation's all weird.
Yeah.
I read a few sentences with it. I'm like, how in the world would anything think that was correct?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Back to the drawing board.
Even with auto, like autocorrect on Siri when I'm texting, yes, I'll be like, I was trying to text, don't say something to something, and mm-hmm, it kept changing say to day, and I was like, don't day? What? That's not a verb. Why do you think I'm trying to say don't day? Who says, no one has ever said that in their entire existence. So sometimes these things are supposed to help us don't actually do that, and there needs to be a way to turn those things off. You, yeah, can turn off autocorrect on the iPhone, I believe. And
oh yeah, but you can.
So Google should make it so they can turn that off, yeah, or, you know, fix it. But that's all. Oh god, I'm just filled with annoying stories, and I did not write this today. Wrote this another day. Okay, this made me angry. Tesla remotely disabled autopilot. You know they have autopilot, yeah, on their cars. On a used Model S, so one of their used cars, because it was sold to a new person, and they said, well, that person didn't pay for it. Right? So what happened, and it's not like someone bought it, sold it to a friend. A dealership bought it at, okay, like one of these conventions, and they're, yeah, like, well, we can't sell this as new because we used it at a convention. So a dealership bought it with the full package. And then the dealership was like, okay, this is a full packaged Model S. Someone was like, okay, this is, yeah, full packaged. Like, yes, here's the price because it's full packaged. The dealership, completely honest throughout the whole thing. They didn't know anything was, they were like, we bought this with all of these things in it. Mm-hmm. So here are all the things. And this person bought it and Tesla went, no. And they turned off, they can turn things off on the car. Like remotely, yeah, like in there, someone with a little computer in a different room and you're on the other side of the country can turn it off. And this person was like, what in the world? So he like tried to talk to the dealership and they're like, we gave you everything we have. We don't know what to do at this point.
Wow.
And this person contacted Tesla and they're like, well, you didn't pay for auto drive. Like you didn't pay for it through us. So if you want it reinstalled, you have to pay, wow, us $8,000. This person bought the car at the price that, yes, it was supposed to be with auto drive in it. And then they were like, well, now, whoa, you have to pay $8,000. So he has to pay more than a normal Tesla would be. That is,
it's so, is that autopilot just to like, wrong, back up in a spot?
No, it's to drive the car, like,
so, and they have control of it, so you could be driving
and they could turn it off while you're driving
Target, and they go, no, you're going to Walmart.
Yeah. And this has brought a lot of, like, this isn't the first time Tesla's done something like this that's like made Tesla lovers like a little sketch about the whole thing. But it's causing anxiety. It's like, you can just, yeah, turn these things off whenever you want.
Whoa.
Because it's not dangerous, like a hardware thing, like, you know, auto drive, like cruise control on a car.
Yeah.
That's just on a car.
Yeah.
The Honda can't turn off cruise control on the van. So
when you're driving it,
right? Yeah. And it's, I think this is so wrong on so many levels.
Yes, it
the
is.
Person did pay for auto drive. It's not our fault you sold it to a dealership. Like, so everyone's gonna be scared of buying a used Tesla.
Yeah.
Which means,
yep,
no one's gonna buy Teslas.
Yep.
Like, this is so wrong. I'm sorry. This is just very, very, very wrong. Anyway, I'm very angry about it. I don't think there's no solution. And like the lawyers were like, I don't know what to.
Wow.
It's a software. Wow. That's sketchy. All right. Instagram now lets you see which accounts you interact with more or like most or the least. Mm-hmm. I thought they did this kind of automatically by which stories they put first in your queue. Because it's always the people I interact with much. It's like
my family's always first.
Yeah, it's the first in the queue, even if we weren't the last ones to post. So I don't know. I thought that was just kind of naturally already done, but cool. Tinder made $1.2 billion last year off of people who can't stop swiping. $1.2 billion. That's a lot of money.
You paid swipe?
No, there's ads. And I think you can maybe pay for premium. I don't know. I've never used the app. But there's, I don't know. And TikTok is planning to redesign itself to look more like Instagram. They say that they are borrowing ideas from other companies.
Oh.
So apparently you can borrow a design. But I mean, borrowing is your...
Lawsuit.
No, but... No, because Instagram's famous for borrowing.
Yeah,
it is. You can't borrow. Borrowing implies you're going to give it back.
Yes.
So how do you give back a design? It's either
taking it or...
Yeah. You could be inspired by it.
Okay.
So they should say they were inspired by it.
Yeah.
Because borrowing implies a physical object in which you're going to give back.
Yes.
You cannot borrow an idea... Because you keep it. It's in a thought. It's a stupid way to get around lawsuits, I guess. And also, Facebook just started rolling out a new look. I went on last night, and they were like, you want to try it? It just looks wider and a little more bubbly. It's not
bubbly.
Really.
Bubbly. Are there bubbles, Rachel?
No, but like...
Bubbly. Before,
it's like... you hush. It's... Like, instead of like a square, like click your button, okay. It's a bubbly
it's softer,
looking one.
It's a soft, softer
rounder
look.
Edges.
Okay.
so, yeah, that's all the news aging. I have for today. Well, the aging. What?
We get rounder when we age.
Oh my God. Were we ever square?
I don't know.
Oh,
I have news.
Pretty round.
I read something that I thought when we could debate, not debate, talk about.
Okay, go.
In Melbourne, Australia, a mass group filled fire extinguishers with paint.
Okay.
And went down a street that was known for its graffiti, Hosier Street. I hope I'm saying that right.
Okay.
And just...
Sprayed all the art?
All the... Everything. And not something, like, beautiful, but...
They just sprayed over everything?
Yeah. It's like, not a spray can, but... And during the day. It's on film. Don't watch it. It's horrible.
That's so messed up.
So what draws
because
the line between graffiti or the graffiti culture or vandalism?
I think, I mean, that street, I've seen the street. I know the street. It's known for, it's beautiful art that's graffiti. And it's you can go there and do it and it's not like you're going to get arrested
right.
Because that's what the street is known for. So to do that, I think the fire extinguisher thing is vandalism.
Yeah.
Because you're going in not to make something prettier, because I think graffiti is a culture. Tagging is not. I think tagging is vandalism.
Tagging's with a gang sign, or
or like you go like on a bridge that's like freshly done, and you go and you just put a gang sign, or you just like say "f you" or something stupid like that. It's not art,
right?
There's a difference. Like graffiti culture is art, I think, and then
there's some beautiful
because
graffiti
art. But like obviously, if you go to like a a family-owned bakery just opened up on the corner, and they put all this money into making the outside of it beautiful. And you go and you spray paint a flower or something. You're like, well, that's art. No, that's vandalism.
Yeah.
Because those people just spent this family company just put so much money in making this thing beautiful. How they want this is their shop. How they want it to look. Mm-hmm. And then you go and you decide that you think it should look like this, even though you have nothing to do with that. That's vandalism. But places like that street.
Yeah.
Where it's just kind of become part of the culture and kind of welcomed,
mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Like Bubblegum Alley.
Like Bubblegum Alley and whatever.
San Luis Obispo.
So there are places like that. And there's a lot of people who do graffiti art like for people. Like they do it on buildings and stuff for the people. And they
and
ask
underpasses.
Them to do it.
And I've seen that.
Yeah. So
that's cool.
The line is very gray, but it has to do with just like who owns the thing? Are they going to get mad about it?
Yeah.
And... things like that, you just kind of have to. Every situation's a little different.
Yep.
But that going in with fire extinguishers and just spraying
a group of men masked, so
that
spraying just
and
over everything.
That's messed up. That's not like what are you trying to say? Like it was you hated that people put things there, but you're adding just ugliness to it.
Yeah. Or you didn't like what was there, so cover it all over. Well, then cover it over with white or something, so we have just a fresh slate.
Yeah. That's...
I don't know.
That's really annoying.
That's not nice.
Yeah. That's...
Anyway.
All right, Mom. We're going to play a game today.
Okay.
And it's called Finish That Line. We did it with the Christmas jingles, the Christmas things. But we're going to do famous saying additions. So...
Okay.
Famous sayings. I'm going to start them. You have to finish them. I think that they're easy.
Oh, sure. Okay.
I think that they're easy, but it might be that I know what
more.
Not that I know more, but I just know what the saying is altogether.
Okay.
Okay. So let's see.
All right.
A journey of 1,000 miles begins with?
At home. Oh, the first step.
A single step. Okay. Yes. Okay. This one, if you don't get. All's well that
ends well.
Yes. A bird in the hole
is worth in the hole is worth doing the pot in the bush.
A bird in the hole is worth doing the bush.
A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush.
Apparently it's whole.
Okay, well they've changed it. Why would you have a bird in a hole?
I don't know. I got that one from Eric, so I believed him.
All right, Eric, I'm going to have to ask you.
You're wrong. An empty vessel makes
you hungry.
You just called yourself an empty vessel.
A vessel. You put
an empty like vessel.
A pot is empty.
Makes the most noise.
This is true.
So an idiot talks the loudest is basically what it means.
Oh.
Like their brain is
got
empty.
Got it.
But an empty vessel would make the most.
I'm thinking cooking a pot.
Yeah, but an empty one would make the most noise if you dinged it. That's the same with the brain.
Your brain.
They talk a lot. And they're the loudest.
I'm going to be quiet now.
Okay, well, and that just leaves me to talk. Thanks. All right, here's the last one.
Okay.
The best things in life.
Are free.
Yep. There it is. All right. You did okay on that one.
Okay.
You did pretty well. I'm going to make it a little more difficult next time. Let's move on to the questions.
Questions of the day.
Yeah. I have to shout out Bretman Rock. I love his things of the day on Instagram. That's all.
Okay.
Have you ever watched his Instagrams? That was a no for anyone that didn't
hear. No, I have not.
You need to. All right. Luidia wants to know what the most pointless holiday is. Go.
Valentine's Day.
I would normally say that because it's a Hallmark made. It's just made to make single people feel bad and to make people spend money to try and think that that's because that's the dedicated day to do it.
You should shower people with love all year round.
Yes,
not just one day.
I think maybe some people really do love it. They love romance. Maybe like they're really excited to celebrate, have a day dedicated to it. But I think the stupidest day might be Groundhog's Day.
Well, it doesn't affect us. Well, it doesn't really affect anybody, does
exactly.
it?
Exactly. We take this animal out of its pen and say,
do you see
a shadow?
I think there's four of those that they do.
I just think that might be the stupidest day.
That's pretty
great
cool.
movie,
but
though.
Who celebrates it? Oh, that was a good movie.
Mm-hmm. It was a great movie.
That was a good movie.
I don't know if anyone celebrates it, but...
I was thinking...
Like a major holiday?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
Valentine's Day.
I guess Valentine's Day of the main ones. Because when I think main holiday, Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, 4th of July, Easter, Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
So I guess Valentine's Day of those major ones would be it. All right.
Sorry, Valentine's lovers.
Okay.
Sorry.
Apologize to Trent.
It's his birthday. That's what makes it a great day.
No. Okay. Genesis says, what's your favorite sauce to dunk chicken nuggets in? Hopefully it's not honey like Kim Kardashian. Ha ha. I'm a ketchup fan. And yours is honey? Listen.
No, when
I'm going on a tangent.
So am I. When chicken tenders were good at Burger King.
Oh, yeah.
I would dip those in honey.
Yeah.
Oh, because they gave you honey with it.
Also, why do you say you hope it's not honey like Kim Kardashian? Listen, anyone is allowed to eat whatever.
That's right.
Like, I hate when people do that. Like, I can't touch it. You put pineapple on pizza. Ew, you're gross. You put like ketchup and mustard on a hot dog.
Or you put ketchup on your egg.
Why is it so hard for people to understand we all have different taste buds?
Yeah.
I don't understand it.
Yeah.
There are such a variety of foods because we like different things.
Yes. If I have to dip chicken tenders, it would be in ranch dressing.
See, I prefer ketchup.
And that's fine.
Ketchup is my favorite condiment.
For French fries, tater tots.
Yes, ketchup. I need ketchup. I need ketchup. But I definitely used to do honey with the chicken nuggets at Burger King. It's good.
It was good.
It was really good.
And they changed their nuggets.
So, Genesis, stop being so narrow-minded. Let people exist.
You can have your own foods. Yes. And eat them, too.
And also, that just means that you... Like, she's Kim Kardashian. If you ate with Kim Kardashian and there was just like one packet of honey and one packet of whatever you dip your chicken nuggets in, guess what? You wouldn't have to fight over the one that you like because she would choose the honey.
And Kim Kardashian doesn't make the rules. You make your own rules for food.
Also, so why do you care what she dips her nuggets in, man?
Calm down.
Sierra says, do you use Ecosia? If you don't, it's an easy switch to make. And I went, what's an Ecosia? So I Googled it. It's a search engine. I've heard of it where you use this search engine instead of Google and it somehow plants trees when you use it.
Magical.
It's a magical thing.
Well, we are near Disney World.
So magic is in the air.
Well, there's magical things there.
Yes. So, I mean, if you want to check it out, Ecosia, E-C-O-S-I-A.
Not sponsored.
The sponsorship for today fell through.
I'm going to have to figure out how they do that.
I tried to read into it. And I was like, oh, there's so much words.
we have a long plane ride. So,
all right. And then Sir Honey. That sounds like a word, the name. Says that sounded rude. No, I don't know how to pronounce things. So I say them until it sounds right. Have you been into JoJo's new bedroom? Did you try to eat any of it? So much candy. JoJo made her room into a candy land. Willy Wonka's factory, if you will. Yeah, I definitely ate some Skittles. She has test tubes filled with candy, and I definitely ate some. Yeah, there's a lot. I think her room looks really cool. She did a video on it on YouTube. It's a pretty cool room. And in person, it trips you out because they did the walls in like this 3D kind of looking
thing.
It's fun. All right, last question. Joelle says, has there been any updates to the headlight from the spy video? Did you get the camera SD card to work? Did you see I posted this video?
No, not yet.
My mom doesn't watch any of my stuff anymore.
You are a liar.
I lost my biggest fan. She hates me.
I am your biggest fan, dude.
My biggest fan will watch all my things, Mom.
Okay, you tell me how I can do that next to a sleeping baby.
Headphones.
No, because then I can't hear him if he wakes up.
You just put your hand near his head, and then if his head moves, he woke up.
So I listen
just
like
hover.
This.
Yes. Just have your hand next to him. Well, how do deaf parents do it? Stop making excuses, Mom. Stop making excuses.
Sure, I could watch him. Do you close caption? Then I could see it without the noise on.
Just put one earphone in.
But
stop
then you can still
make
hear
excuses.
It. There's times it's... No, okay. Never mind.
Stop making excuses, Mom.
I'm not making excuses.
You're making excuses. Never said hazmat. Joelle,
I am moving on.
Someone has asked me a question. Let me answer it.
Ew. Go.
I did a video where I tested spy gadgets, and one of them, there was a camera and a headlight that you put on your head. You know,
I think I saw that headlamp.
Oh, did you?
Oh, you are in trouble, girl.
So I tried to record with it, but it ruined all my SD cards, and it wouldn't read it on my computer.
Okay, no, I didn't see that one.
Okay, yeah. And people were tweeting me afterwards, try it on not a Mac, an Apple or Mac. And my thing is, well, why didn't you tell me that when I bought it or in the instructions?
Yeah.
But I have not gotten around to doing that. Mm. Matt does own a computer that was homemade, so it's not an Apple. So
that was so Rachel.
Mom, how dare you blame things on me?
You.
Mom, I'm over here trying to tell people, trying to inform human beings,
you
and you're burping.
You are a little squirt today.
Calling me squirts? Rude. That is an insult. I don't know what I'm on right now. Oh, it's been a long weekend. Tired. Oh, I have to edit and post this today. Dang it. It's Monday. Anyway, I never got it to work. People tried to give me advice, but I just never got around to doing it.
I saw the spy one that you put a plug in a wall and
yeah,
I saw that one.
Yeah, that was hidden camera ones.
That's what I saw.
I couldn't get any of those cameras to work. They all sucked. Anyway, that's all the questions, games, and topics I have for today. Mom, do you want to add anything else?
No. Hazmat.
You can't say hazmat now.
I did say it.
You didn't. All right.
If I didn't, I said it in my head, but I know I said it out loud.
I'm so stretchy.
You are stretchy.
I'm stretchy. All right.
That's going to be a meme.
It's not a meme, because now that you've said it's going to be a meme, it's not going to be a meme. Oh, I'm getting an Amber Alert. There is an orange county. We're not near there or in Texas.
We don't even live near Orange County.
Okay. Oh, a 3-year-old in a black sedan. Keep your eyes out.
Oh, no.
All right. Anyway, I love you guys. Mom.
We'll see you next time on All Things Internet.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of All Things Internet. Please make sure to like and follow our podcast on whichever platform you're currently listening to it on. And make sure to follow us at PodcastATI on Twitter, where you can ask questions and get the latest updates on our show. We love you. Thanks for listening. I'm Rachel Ballinger, and this has been All Things Internet.
Anna Sheridan, New York Times bestselling author of Supernatural Horror. Missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Is the compass broken? Or did I turn to the spirit?
Given the circumstances of her disappearance, someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she pierced the veil, so to speak.
Weak radio signal. 700 meters. Closing fast.
There's no place for ghost stories and close encounters in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
To save yourself.
Of course. What else would it be?
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.